Say, Andy, ain't you jealous of this fella Johnson that's seeing a lot of Madam Queen?
Oh, that fella Johnson and Madam Queen ain't nothing but a plutonic friendship.
Boy, you never worry about nothing, do you?
The makers of Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show. Tonight, it looks as though Andy is about to be shanghaied for a rough voyage on the sea of matrimony. And now let's look in on the indirect cause of it. The girl Andy has been engaged to these 14 years, Madam Queen. At the moment, she is the object of the greatest compliment a man can pay a woman, a proposal of marriage, but not from Andy.
So you see, Madam Queen, not only am I in love with you, but if you marry me, I can give you everything a fine woman like you deserves.
Well, David, there's nothing I'd like better than going back to Cleveland with you as Mrs. David Johnson, except that, David, I guess there's still Andy Brown.
But don't you realize, Madam Queen, that after 14 years, Andy Brown is never going to marry you?
Maybe I'm foolish, but in 14 years, he ain't married nobody else. Not And I did promise him I'd wait until he made a success, and it's not fair to rush him.
Then if it wasn't for your promise to Andy Brown, you'd marry me, huh?
Yes, I'm sure I would. And David, aren't you listening?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I was just thinking, and thinking about a way to make me the happiest man in the world. Well, Mr. Stevens, have I made myself clear?
Yes, Mr. Johnson. You were suggesting that I should bust up the engagement of Madam Queen and Andy Brown, the best, the truest, the most loyal friend I ever had, for $100.
Well, I didn't know you felt that way.
You couldn't make it 125, could you?
125?
Yeah. After all, you was asking me to tamper with emotions. Yeah. There's love involved here, friendship, happiness, and unhappiness. That's four emotions. And you asking me to sell out at the measly sum of $25 an emotion. That's what you asking me.
Okay, very well. I'll pay the $125. But not 5 cents of it unless Madam Queen's on the train with me when I go back to Cleveland at the end of the week.
End of the week, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, there's only one way to, that's quick. To disengage Andy from Madam Queen, and that's to engage him to some other gal.
Yeah, that would do it all right. But how can you get him engaged that fast?
Don't worry. Where Cupid is concerned, Andy Brown is the only man who runs to meet the arrow halfway. Well, there you is, Henry. That's the whole proposition in a nutshell.
In other words, I get half of the $125 if we can get the other boys to help us get Andy married.
Yeah, but we don't want the other boys to know what we do. Wait a minute. I think I hear him coming down the hall now. Wait a minute.
Hello, gentlemen.
Well, hello there, Henry. Hello, Kingfish.
Sit down.
Well, here we are. What did you want to see me about?
Yes, Brother Crawford. Go ahead, Kingfish. Tell him about it.
Fellas, the reason Henry and me has done ask you to get together with us is on account of our good friend Andy Brown.
Well, what is the problem?
Tell him, Kingfish.
Well, boys, I think it's up to us to see that Andy gets married.
Why? He's never done anything to us.
Well, now, Brother Crawford, where would you be if you wasn't happily married and had a loving wife to come home to every night? Oh, on second thought, maybe you better not answer that question right now. That's right.
Well, listen, fellas, I always felt that Andy ought to get married. I think it would do the boy a lot of good.
Yes, I second that motion very much. And I think we ought to take turns having Andy up to supper and have some charming lady there for him to meet.
I say, I am beginning to like this idea. Tomorrow night, I'll have him up to meet my sister-in-law, who is living with us.
Just a minute. I'll have Andy up first. After all, I've got a sister-in-law I'd like to get rid of. I'd like him to meet, too.
Well, I think that I spoke first, Mr. Van Porter, and I would like to have Andy up to my place.
Well?
Wait a minute now, boy. Listen, I has done seen both of your sister-in-laws, and frankly, I think you're getting off on the wrong foot here.
Yeah, I don't know if either one of them gals would exactly appeal to Andy. Well, he likes them good looking. Gentlemen, I will admit that my sister-in-law is not the showy type. But I know that she would make a wonderful wife. Your objections to her, I am sure, are based on your first impressions.
Yes, I only see her once.
I feel sure that after Andy has been around her a while, her face will lose much of its sting.
Now listen, boys, I tell you what we're going to...
Hello, gentlemen, hello. What you all doing hanging around here at the lodge?
Andy, we just chewing the fat, Andy. Nothing reporting.
Yes, say, Andy, before I forget it, me and Mrs. Van Porter would like you to come up to supper tomorrow night.
And on Thursday night, Andy, Mrs. Crawford and I would like to have you come up for supper, too.
Is you fellas got something cooking?
What do you mean, Andy?
Well, it's just that I ain't been up to neither one of y'all's houses to supper in over a year. And now, within 1 minute, I gets invited to both of them. Kind of makes a fellow suspicious.
Well, of course, Andy, if you would rather not come, it's...
No. After all, ain't no reason a man can't be suspicious and eat at the same time.
Henry, are you going to help me to set this dinner table or not?
Well, why can't your sister help you? After all, the whole thing is for her benefit.
She happens to be down at the store getting a red ribbon for her hair.
Well, at least that'll help cover up that bald spot she's got.
Now, listen here, Henry. I don't want you talking that way about my sister. Her hair's a little bit thin, but that's all. Now, you get out of that chair and help me. After all, I'm putting on this supper mostly for that no-good loafer friend of yours, Andy.
Don't kid me, Clara Van Porter. You was doing it only to marry off that sister of yours.
Is that so? Why, the way you talk, a person would think that Rosemarie was just standing around waiting for some man to marry her.
Well, I hope she ain't been standing, because it's been waiting for 19 years.
Let me tell you something, Henry Van Porter. I've heard just about enough from you.
Darling, what you doing with that vase there? Angel, honey, put that vase down. Sweetheart, darling, look out! Look out!
Well, Brother Andy, you sure is all dressed up there.
Yeah, I'm just about to leave for Henry Van Porter's house. You know, I'm going up there and have supper, meet some gal.
Yeah, well, always remember this, Brother Andy. The beauty of a gal is only skin deep. It's what's inside the gal, her soul and her character, that counts.
It is, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, just like a Christmas present. It don't matter if the thing is wrapped beautiful. It's the present on the inside that counts.
Yeah, well, all I know is that some of these gals I've been meeting is wrapped pretty bad.
Just remember what I tell you, Andy. And, by the way, it's too bad that Henry Van Porter got in his invitation for supper tonight first. Me and Sapphire wanted you for supper tonight, too, Andy, old pal.
Well, that sure is nice of you, King.
Yeah, we can't wait to have you over. Yeah, there's nothing that gives me and Sapphire more pleasure than to have an old pal like you sitting at supper with us. Excuse me, Andy, while I answer the telephone. Hello?
Hello, Kingfish. This is Henry Van Porter. Tell Andy not to come tonight. I done had a slight accident.
What do you mean, Henry?
Well, my darling wife let me have it on the head with a vase full of forget-me-nots.
On the head, huh? Them forget-me-nots is treacherous things, all right. All right, I'll tell him, Henry. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Kingfish?
Brother Henry Van Porter done had a slight accident, and he can't have you up for supper tonight.
Yeah, I hear you say something about his head. Did he have a fight with his wife?
Oh, no, Brother Andy. Married people never fight. No. Oh, you see, what happened to Henry was just the result of too much affection. His wife started to pat him on the head and didn't remember that she had a vase of forget-me-nots in her hand. You see what I mean?
Yeah, I guess a fellow's lucky to have a wife, huh?
Oh, yeah, and that reminds me, I better be getting home to my sweet little wife, too. Eh?
Well, wait a minute, Kingfish.
What's the matter?
Well, now that I ain't going over to the Van Poulters, ain't nothing to stop me from coming over to your house tonight for the supper that you couldn't wait to have me for.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear that, Andy. Sapphire gonna be tickled pink, too, Oh, me.
You think you better call her up?
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, that's really gonna be a nice surprise for Sapphire.
Yeah, she really is anxious to have me up, huh?
Oh, yeah, Andy.
Hello?
Sapphire, sugar pie, this is your ever-loving husband.
George, that don't sound like you.
Honey, I's here with Andy. Guess what I'm going to do, and in case it does, I want you to be calm now.
Come on and spill it, George. What you got to say?
This going to make you as happy as it did me, honey. I'm bringing our good friend Andy home for supper.
George, you step in the house with that bum, and I'll throw both of you out.
Is she happy to hear it, Kingfish?
Oh, yeah, and yeah, she can't wait to see you, yeah. Tell me, honey, what is we having for supper?
If you bring that loafer home, there won't be no supper for neither one of you.
Oh, we is, huh? Just a minute, honey. And it looked like you caught us on a bad night. We're having cornmeal mush with spoiled gravy on it. That's what we're having. Yeah, you wouldn't like that, would you?
I was crazy about it.
Oh, yes. Now, wait a minute. Hello, honey.
Listen, George, it's bad enough you're hanging around with that Andy without having him up here for supper.
Oh, yeah. Just a minute, honey. Andy, she done burnt the mush. That's what she done.
Yeah, well, I tell you.
Wait a minute. All right, Precious. We'll have Andy some other night. Goodbye, honey. Andy, that's a real disappointment. But Sapphire say that she ain't gonna give you no little chintzy meal when you come up to our house. Oh, no, Andy. She too crazy about you for that. Well, boys, you know why we was gathered here? 3 days ago, we done decided that we was going to get Andy married.
Yes, and I think it's time we all reported on our progress.
Yeah, well, fellas, I ain't had much luck.
You ain't, huh, Emma?
No, I had Andy up to meet this gal, Mary Bowman, but he said that she was too heavy for him.
Oh, yeah, I talked to Andy. Andy said that she is the fattest gal you'll never see. He said that when she goes to answer the front door, part of her is still in the kitchen.
Well, tell us, Brother Crawford, what luck did you have?
Well, I've had no luck at all, because when Andy met my sister-in-law, she had one decided disadvantage.
What was that?
Her face was showing.
Oh.
Well, it looked like we're getting no place fast, fella.
Did you ever get Andy up to your house, Kingfish?
Yeah, I finally had him up there for supper, but when he was sitting next to the gal at the table, he decided that she was too lowbrow for him.
Why? What did she do?
Oh, he didn't like the way that she put her mouth down on an even keel with the plate and banked the peas in off the meatballs. He didn't like
Well, there's nothing more that I can do about the thing.
Yeah, but Amos,
I am going to run along, boys, and leave you. Goodbye.
Just a minute now.
Well, I go along with you, Brother Crawford. So long, fella.
So long, boy.
Kingfish, I hate to admit this, but we has done flopped in our efforts to get Andy married.
Wait a minute. Excuse me, Henry. George Kingfish Stevens talking. Oh, hello, Miss Johnson. Well, I know you're leaving for Cleveland tomorrow night. Well, now, just calm yourself. Oh, yeah, we getting results. What results? Yeah, well, we done got Andy married this afternoon.
Yes, well,
To a woman, too. Yeah, I know you'd be happy to hear it, Miss Johnson. Oh, don't mention it. Oh, you will. All right, sir. Goodbye. Well, there you is, Henry. Everything is straightened out with Johnson. Oh, the man is really happy.
Yes, I'm sure he must be happy.
Very happy.
But what are you going to do if him and Madam Queen want to meet Andy's bride? What about that?
Oh, please, Henry, one thing at a time.
And now, back to Amos and Andy. Well, since Kingfish told David Johnson that Andy is now a married man, Johnson, delighted, has come to thank the boys for what they've done. We find them in Kingfish's office now.
Well, well, boys, so Andy Brown's actually married. I can't tell you how grateful I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Andy's married, all right, Mr. Johnson. Happy as a log, ain't he, Henry?
Oh, yes, yes, there's just a couple of lovebirds.
Yeah, there sure is, Mr. Johnson.
Well, marriage is a wonderful thing, boys. And I expect my forthcoming marriage to Madam Queen to be an ideal one. Well, now, about the money.
Oh, yeah, the money slipped my mind completely, yeah.
Yes? Yes, we've been swept away by how noble this great thing is that we have done.
Yeah, clean forgot about the money. Clean forgot. Yes, yeah.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah. Well, go ahead, Miss Johnson. Remind us of it.
Well, yes. I was just going to say that there's just one more thing for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Madam Queen still has to be told that her engagement to Andy Brown's been broken.
Well, we was kind of expecting you to take care of that.
Oh, no. See, since I was responsible for getting him married, it would be better if I stayed completely in the background. And if you want your money tonight, you'll get started over there right now.
Feats, you hear the gentlemen's. Don't stand still.
Well, Madam Queen, as the Kingfish just told you, that's the story.
Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe Andy would get married without telling me. Boys, where is he now? I got to see Andy.
Oh, you
got
to see him. Well, I don't think it'd do no good. You see, Andy won't admit to nobody that he's married to this other gal. They're keeping it a secret, ain't they, Henry?
Oh, they is?
Certainly it is. Yeah, explain it to Madam Queen.
Oh, yeah, yes. Well, it seems that the new Mrs. Brown's papa don't approve of Andy, and the happy couple is keeping it secret like those three monkeys. Don't hear nothing, don't say nothing, don't know nothing.
Yeah, that's right, and Andy's the monkey on the end, yes. You see.
But I've got to see Andy. It's just that I got to know for sure. I got to know.
Yeah, well, I tell you, Madam Queen, I don't know where the happy bridegroom is at the minute. He may be sitting on his hope chest, counting his trousseau, or even unpacking his nuptials. I don't know what to do.
Well, if Andy can't face me himself, then I'm going to see his bride. I'm not leaving for Cleveland unless I've seen one of them.
Mm-hmm. If you can't see Andy, then you got to see his bride. Well, I tell you what, Madam Queen, you be over at my office at 5 o'clock, and we'll have one or the other of them there.
Kingfish, why did you say that to Madam Queen? Andy ain't going to say he's married, and we certainly can't show his wife.
That's where you're wrong, Henry, because we is going to send Andy on an errand that will keep him away from my office for the rest of the afternoon.
Yes, and then what?
Then I goes over to Shorty's barbershop, the one next to Andy's office, and see that if he know any manicurist that used to work for him that we can introduce as Andy's new wife. Shorty, the best barber in town. Glad I found you here alone.
Yeah, I'll be doggone. That my old friend, the Kingfish.
Hey, well, what you going to do, Shorty? What is you doing there? Getting ready to shave yourself?
No, not me, Kingfish. No, I wouldn't take a chance on myself. No.
Look, Shorty, I was on the spot here. Mm-hmm. You has had a lot of good-looking manicures working for you here in the past, ain't you?
Oh, yeah, Kingfish. I had a lot of good-looking ones. There must have been 6 good-looking... there was one that was fat.
Yeah, well, I tell you what I want to do, Shorty. Mm-hmm. If you can get a hold of this gal, I'll pay her $3 to be Andy Brown's wife.
Yeah, well, I think I can...
Uh-huh. Let me explain the thing to you, Shorty. You see, me and Henry Van Porter is doing a noble thing, and part of it is to give Madam Queen the imprint that Andy Brown is married. Mm-hmm. So we want this manicurist to play the part of Andy Brown's wife for just 1 hour.
$3 to be away. Andy need a brother.
No, Shorty, no. We is only in the wife market at the moment.
Sorry to hear that, Kingfish. I sure could use the money.
Now, look here. This manicure, as you said, it was fair. Does you know where you can get in touch with her for me?
Oh, yeah. I'll call her up right now.
Oh, good. You know her phone number?
Oh, sure. It's Lehigh 47, no, Plaza 3, Academy, Rhinelander City. She ain't got no phone.
Well, now, look here, Shorty. Mm-hmm. She ain't got no phone. How is you going to get her, Shorty?
Well, I'll go out and get her right now. You see, I'll get my coat and I'll just grab a taxi, a bus, a subway, and I'll get her. She lives upstairs.
Well, now that you is here, miss, you understand what you're supposed to do?
Why, certainly. I'm to say that I'm Mrs. Andrew Brown. But before that other woman gets here, I'd like to have my $3. And I'd like to know what my husband's supposed to look like.
Yeah, well, we got the $3, and Henry showed the young lady that picture we got of Andrew.
Oh, yes. Here you is, miss.
Oh, well, that'll have to be $5.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Why, he's a mess. Look at his big ears.
Hey, wait a minute. Them is his flat feet. You got the picture upside down. Turn it down.
Kingfish, here comes Madam Queen.
Well. Come in, Madam Queen, and meet the happiest girl in the world and his wife, Mrs. Brown.
How do you do, Madam Queen?
That is the truth, all right. You and Andy did get mad?
Oh, yes, it's true, Madam Queen.
Yeah, well, there you is, Madam Queen. Now, don't you think you better get on home, start packing for your trip to Cleveland with David Johnson?
Yes, Kingfish, that's just what I'm going to do. Well, Mrs. Brown, I wish you both all the happiness in the world.
Hey, Kingfish, I is back.
What you doing back so soon?
Well, Amos done driven me both ways in his cab. Oh, hello there, Madam Queen. Hello. Hello, Henry.
Ain't you going to at least say hello to Mrs. Brown?
Brown, huh? Small world, ain't it?
Madam Queen, you done seen enough. Now, why don't you let Henry take you home? Go on, Henry, take you home.
Wait a minute now, fellas. Wait, don't rush her, because if Madam Queen ain't busy tonight, why, I'd like to take her out stepping.
What a fairy idea. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Andy Brown. Married to this girl only one day and asking another woman to go out with you.
What is that? Married? Who's married?
So long, folks. I'll
see you. Stay here, Kingfish.
I'll stay.
I want to ask you one question, Andy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Andy, are you or ain't you married to this girl here?
Married? Why, I just met her this second.
George Kingfish Stevens?
Oh, that's my full name, yeah.
So this is one of your tricks again. I don't know what's behind it, but I'm not going to Cleveland tonight. Goodbye.
Now, just a minute, Madam Queen. Hold on there. We can explain to...
Listen, Kingfish, will you please explain to me what this is all about?
Yeah, Andy, I will explain everything to you. And not only that, Andy, I was also going to explain to you what you has got to do if you cares anything about this gal, Madam Queen. Now, you has got to go over to Madam Queen's beauty shop and explain to her that you is no good and that you is a bum.
Kingfish, I think that was a great idea of yours, telling Andy that the noble thing for him to do was not to stand in the way of Madam Queen marrying a successful man like David Johnson.
Henry, I tell you what, I thought the whole thing over. We tried to do everything we could, and the only thing we could do was to get Andy to do it. Mm-hmm. And when Andy convinces Madam Queen what a bum he really is, that ought to turn the trick.
Yes, that sure ought to do it. I wish the boy would get back, though. You know, he's been over there for her now for more than an hour.
Yeah, well, when a man's a bigger bum as Andy is, an hour don't even scratch the surface, you know.
Yes, it's quite... Wait a minute. Here's the boy now.
Yeah, well...
Hello there, fellas. Hello there.
Andy, my boy, glad to see you back. Yeah, you know, we've been waiting just sitting here. Tell me this. How did you do?
Oh, say, I done told her what you told me to, fellas.
Oh, that's great, Andy. And yeah. I tell you what, you done the right thing.
Yeah, I done convinced her that I is a bum.
Oh, that's great, Andy. Great. I want to thank you for that. You convinced Madam Queen that she ought to marry Johnson, didn't you?
Oh, sure. That's exactly what I done.
Andy, you really done what we call the noble thing.
Yeah, well, I really done told her what a no-good fella I is. And that I ain't never going to make no success. So she say, all right, she'll marry David Johnson.
Oh, Andy, put it there, will you? Just shake hands on that thing. Andy, that was great. She going to marry Johnson. Yeah. Andy, that's certainly great. When is he getting married?
Well, I don't exactly know. You see, she made one little condition.
What's the condition, Andy?
Before she married David Johnson, she given me another 5 years to make a success.
Well, folks, thank you for listening tonight.
Yes, sir, and we hope you'll be with us next Friday night at the same hour. By the way, what's happening next week, Amos?
Well, I think the Kingfish's wife is going out of town and leaving the Kingfish alone in the big city.
Knowing the Kingfish like I do, the little woman is making a big mistake.
And, Andy, ain't nobody ever been into trouble that the Kingfish is going to get in. Good night, folks.
So long, everybody.
Be sure to be with us again next Friday night at this same time when the makers of Rinso again present the Amos and Andy Show. This program is broadcast to our armed forces everywhere. This is Harlow Wilcox saying good night to you for all of us.